Chapter 10. The Most Wonderful Things Have Happened. The most wonderful things have happened and are continually happening to us. All the paper that I possess consists of 5 old notebooks and a lot of scraps, and I have only 1 stylographic pencil. But so long as I can move my hand, I will continue to set down our experiences and impressions. For since we are the only men of the whole human race to see such things, it is of enormous importance that I should record them whilst they are fresh in my memory, and before that fate, which seems to be constantly impending, does actually overtake us. Whether Zambo can at last take these letters to the river, or whether I shall myself in some miraculous way carry them back with me, or, finally, whether some daring explorer, coming upon our tracks with the advantage, perhaps, of a perfected monoplane, should find this bundle of manuscript. In any case, I can see that what I am writing is destined to immortality as a classic of true adventure. On the morning after our being trapped upon the plateau by the villainous Gomez, we began a new stage in our experiences. The first incident in it was not such as to give me a very favorable opinion of the place to which we had wandered. As I roused myself from a short nap after day had dawned, my eyes fell upon a most singular appearance upon my own leg. My trouser had slipped up, exposing a few inches of my skin above my sock. On this there rested a large purplish grape. Astonished at the sight, I leaned forward to pick it off, when, to my horror, it burst between my finger and thumb, squirting blood in every direction. My cry of disgust had brought the 2 professors to my side. "Most interesting," said Summerlee, bending over my shin. "An enormous blood tick, as yet, I believe, unclassified."
"The first fruits of our labors," said Challenger in his booming, pedantic fashion. "We cannot do less than call it Ixodes Maloney. The very small inconvenience of being bitten, my young friend, cannot, I am sure, weigh with you as against the glorious privilege of having your name inscribed in the deathless roll of zoology. Unhappily, you have crushed this fine specimen at the moment of satiation."
"Filthy vermin!" I cried.
Professor Challenger raised his great eyebrows in protest, and placed a soothing paw upon my shoulder.